WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. What was supposed to be a three-hour hearing in Travis County District Court yesterday, called by former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace against his former employer, will continue this afternoon at 1.
Wallace has not learned who gave documents to KBTX and the Eagle that were under court order to remain private. Wallace is seeking criminal and civil contempt of court citations, jail time, and fines against those who released documents that included an ethics violation report that was critical of Wallace's job performance in Bryan. Wallace's lawyers had time yesterday to question 2 of 5 Bryan ISD Central Office administrators that were part of Wallace's executive team. Communications Director Brandon Webb and Assistant Superintendent Amy Drozd denied releasing documents protected by court order. Both also said they did not direct anyone else to release the documents, and they did not know who released the documents. Lawyers for Bryan ISD are fighting Wallace's attempt to question a 5th member of the executive team, School District Attorney Harry Wright Jr. The judge will make a decision today. Yesterday, the judge denied Wallace's attempt to force testimony from the editor of the Eagle and a reporter from KBTX. One of Wallace's 3 lawyers said they may make another attempt. Today, Wallace's lawyers say they'll question Assistant Superintendent Tim Roeke, Associate Superintendent Barbara Ybarra, current school board president Trey Moore, and board member Doug Wanneberger, who was president when he told Wallace last September to consider accepting a voluntary separation agreement that eventually included an $83,000 buyout. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The director of College Station's Lincoln Recreation Center is leaving after 23 years in that position and 30 at the center.
This is not right now a retirement per se. It's just saying thank you, College Station, for everything that you did for Lance Jackson.
And Jackson told the city of College Station's communications director Jay Sokol in a city podcast about what lies ahead after a long career in graduating from Texas A&M last month.
I really do appreciate everybody that ever came through that door. You just don't know. But it's time to try something different. And I guarantee you, whatever I get an opportunity to do, I'll make you extremely proud.
You're invited to a farewell reception for Lance Jackson today from 5 until 6:30 at the center. President Donald Trump says the health care package is working along very well and suggested there could be a big surprise coming. But this comes after Senate GOP leaders, short of support, shelved the vote on the Affordable Care Act. Congressman Bill Flores on our show was asked what happens next.
My gut tells me that the Senate will come back with something that's close enough for the House to vote on as a standalone measure. Instead of trying to go to conference to reconcile the two packages, I think that would take unnecessary time and would wind up with minimal improvement.
Flores says in the interest of providing clarity and certainty for constituents, patients, and doctors, they need to vote on the Senate bill once it's finished. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 75 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Sometimes life's best moments get messy, and for everything life throws at you, there's Aggieland Carpet One Flooring Home. Featuring our new H2O flooring, it's waterproof, kid-proof, and pet-proof.
And right now, save big on carriage stand carpets and rugs.
And save up to $500 on select hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more. Plus, take advantage of the special 12 months financing.
Stop worrying and start living.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Hey, good morning. It's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
A mix of clouds and sun for today. Maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. We're hot and humid. High temperature, low to mid 90s. Tonight, back to fair weather and upper 70s overnight. Tomorrow, again, partly sunny with an isolated thunderstorm, breezy and hot. Temperatures in the mid-90s, upper 70s on Friday night. Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy, 94 to 98. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers dropped one to the Generals in Victoria. Meanwhile, the Astros picked up a win over the A's while the Rangers fell to the Indians. And in the NBA, Chris Paul is headed to Houston to join James Harden and the Rockets. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Still feels pretty nice out there this morning, even though it's not as cool as it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll have our time. It's summertime. It's Texas. It's boy, if I could just sleep face down in the pool. Well, apparently Skylar Nitschke from Louisiana captured her dad doing something a little strange recently. Actually rather inventive and probably dangerous, or a mix of both. She took a picture, Skylar did, of her dad after he, quote, bought a snorkel for the sole purpose of taking naps in the pool. She snapped a few pics of dad face down in the pool with the snorkel in his mouth, floating on a pool noodle.
Oh, wow.
Well, that can't be safe.
Well, I'm guessing not. In an interview with BuzzFeed, Skylar says her father, Dan, quote, is not your regular dad and is very creative.
So, sounds like it.
Twitter loved it. And it's, if he would do something kind of that off the wall, he probably is a pretty interesting dad. Just saying. All right. So now, also, you know, politics doesn't come into athletics very often.
Right.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, I know a long time ago, Michael Jordan said, nobody cares what I think about that.
Yeah.
When he was the biggest thing out there.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, I think if you cast a wide net, you would be able to say that athletes as a group are probably more conservative. I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
I could be
okay.
Completely wrong. A 36-year-old real estate agent has earned hatred of a legion of Kentucky wrestling fans by masquerading in the ring as a character he calls the progressive liberal. Daniel Harnsberger, who competes in Kentucky's independent pro Appalachian Mountain wrestling circuit.
That's a lot of words.
Well, what it means is I'm not good enough to be in anything that would be on television.
Right.
So that would be Kentucky's independent pro Appalachian Mountain wrestling circuit. Under the name of Dan Richards, he wears Hillary Clinton shirts in the ring, has Bernie Sanders in pre-match interviews, and also finishes with he's got a signature hold, of course, which is called the liberal agenda. He said, I say character, but I do mean far left, he told Sports Illustrated. So it's not like I'm pretending to be something I'm not. I'm just turning it up a little bit. I hear Trump chants everywhere. I go now. And so he says, as soon as I walk out, I decide it's time to get even. Kentucky went red in the last election. And he said, you don't hear for more than one or two people cheer for me when I come out into the arena.
But he's all right with that. He doesn't need that crowd support.
He's got himself. Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. He's one of the bad guys now.
Yeah, he uses it to his advantage.
Got his Hillary shirt on. Guess that makes him a really bad dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To wrestling fans? Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Now, in NASCAR, which is a real sport, they wouldn't do that. But in the foolishness that is the amateur Kentucky Appalachian, well, whatever it is.
All those words.
Yeah, those things that get wrestling groups.
There used to be a guy called the IRS man in the WWF back when that was what it was called. Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Hey, good morning, Newstalk 1620, WTAW 615. It's the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. All right, so here we go. It's day 180. We got 185 to go. We're quickly getting to that midpoint of the year. In the meantime, it's Thursday, which is okay because that means tomorrow's Friday.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, now it's Hug Holiday.
Hug Holiday.
So let me look this up and see exactly what this would mean. It doesn't say.
Well, while you're looking it up, quick shout out to Mom and Dad. It is their wedding anniversary today.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah. 32 years she's
all
put
right.
up with it.
Yeah, all right. Very nice. What is the 32nd anniversary? Do we know? Is that anything?
I don't know if that's anything special.
Cardboard and geraniums. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's Camera Day. That's kind of quaint.
Okay.
If you actually
have a camera still.
Yeah.
That's not a part of your phone.
Yeah, I mean, just think about it. What if your fortune was based on making camera straps?
You know, I will say, I kind of miss the days of, like, disposable cameras.
Oh, sure.
When you had no idea what you were getting.
There's no doubt.
You went and got them developed.
There's absolutely no doubt.
To answer your question, if you made your fortune on making camera straps, you're now broke.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we hope you made your fortune.
Yeah
exactly. So it's Hug Holiday, but it's also National Handshake Day. So see, it's
Ooh,
okay.
Have you ever hand hugged someone?
I don't know how you do that.
I'll show you later.
Okay, all right.
It's hard to explain on the
radio. Waffle Iron Day.
Okay.
Waffle Iron Day. Which, you know, that's the deal. Oh. With a waffle iron, it's only good for that.
But let me tell you, when you're a kid and you have to stay at a hotel for whatever reason and they have that waffle iron at the Continental Breakfast, your day is made.
Especially if it's the one shaped like Texas.
See, and I don't know how much of that they do anymore simply because, I mean, they're a pain in the butt to clean.
Yeah.
You know, the kids are in there, and of course, they put way too much batter in there. It kind of glops down there. But, I mean, you're a kid, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But now they probably get those microwave Legos, and you can throw them in. And that's not nearly as much fun.
Nope.
Because after all, we had a waffle iron growing up. Okay, I remember that. Actually, what it was is it was a griddle that would fold open in half, and then you would clamp on the waffle things.
Gotcha.
So you could use it for a lot of different things.
Right.
But generally, your waffle iron little round thing, that's pretty much all there is to it. Mm-hmm. All right, birthdays.
We got birthdays. Lily Rabe is 35. She's kind of a star on American Horror Story on, FX, mm-hmm. I believe. Catherine Jenkins is 37. She was a Welsh singer who finished second on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
How can she be? Oh, she danced. She didn't sing.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
I got you. Okay. All right.
She's normally a singer, but she danced on Dancing with the Stars. Nicole Scherzinger is 39. She was from the Pussycat Dolls.
Okay.
And also was a champion on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah, I remember her.
And a judge on the first season of X Factor. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Brett McKenzie is 41. He's very funny. He's one half of the New Zealand comedy duo Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, all right.
He's pretty good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Melora Hardin is 50 from, she played Jan on The Office.
Okay. And also was on Monk. She was in Monk, I think.
Oh, okay. Cool. Sharon Lawrence is 56, was on NYPD Blue.
Okay.
Evelyn Champagne King is 57.
I want a boogie, is that right?
What a great name.
Shame.
Yeah.
Let's see, Maria Conchita Alonso is 60. She was from Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day.
Of course she was.
And let's see, Colin Hay is 64. He's the singer for Men at Work. although they're kind of men looking for work nowadays.
Probably so, yep.
Dan Dierdorf is 68, mm-hmm. guy from Monday Night Football.
Played for St. Louis.
Yeah. Okay.
Fred Grandy is 69, Gopher. That's right, on the Love Boat.
Uh-huh.
Richard Lewis, he's okay. pretty funny, especially on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, he used to have a regular gig, and I guess he's not working, you know, and so
that's what
they
he does.
Decided they put him on there. Yeah.
He's 70 today. Right. Wow. And Gary Busey.
Collecting bets.
The crazy one. Yeah.
Been here, you know.
He's 73.
Because they filmed some scenes for The Bear here. He played Bear Bryant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, right, okay. And Elizabeth Dole, who's the wife of former, Kansas Senator Bob Dole, is 81 today. All right, there you are at 620.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Once again, CNN has hit even another new low. Daily Wire reports in the wake of President Trump's Supreme Court triumph on his travel ban, well, CNN decided to use Elmo, yes, Sesame Street, as a propaganda tool against the president's executive order. CNN reporter Clarissa Ward interviewed Elmo, part of a panel, and asked, did you find that the Syrian boys and girls were a lot like your friends here in America? Yeah, they really were, said Elmo. It was very interesting because they like to play and learn just like Elmo. Well, it didn't take long for the segment to then take digs at President Trump, one panel member saying, well, it's worth saying that this country receives very few refugees, and there's a lot of fear and loathing being put out. Yes, the Clinton fake news network at its finest.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list, drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com, geico.com. So I recently gave my house a facelift. I did it the simplest, most inexpensive way possible, and it transforms every room in my house, and that's Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com will transform your home as well. It doesn't break the bank. You always get free online design consultation. And by the way, they'll even send you free samples. And every order gets free shipping. Now through July 6th, get huge site-wide savings on top of their already low prices at Blinds.com. Plus, an additional 5% off with the promo code Hannity. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best in the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota Tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrabolt Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott and White Health.
623 News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Self-proclaimed good driver arrested in Maine this month. After, being clocked doing 139 miles an hour, be 139 miles an hour.
Doesn't mean you're a bad driver.
No, no. In a Facebook posting.
Just a fast driver.
Yeah. The Maine State Police said that they had an aerial patrol that spotted Mr. Sanyuk's BMW Z4 going down I-95 at 69 miles an hour over the posted speed limit. He soon passed a police cruiser on the side of the road, chased him down, and signaled him to pull over. He complied, reportedly told the officer that he was doing 75 when the car started tailgating him, so he sped to get away from that car. And he did admit that he hit, 130. He said there was nobody around, the road's very straight, so it was very tempting. And if you look at the pictures. It is. It's a fairly straight road.
Drugs are tempting, too, okay?
Yeah, really.
Doesn't mean you should do them.
But it's a two-lane road, and, you know, so that's not good. Anyway, he then got out of the car for a break and refused to get back in when directed by the trooper. He was arrested, brought to jail. Following morning, pled guilty, sentenced to 48 hours in jail with credit for good time because he served overnight, kind of, and was fined $300. He said, I tried to reason with the trooper, rushed toward him, and he arrested me. Yeah, well, don't do that.
Don't rush towards them. Yeah.
Not a good idea. Anyway, he, for his part, says that the arresting officers were very rude and very brutal. And in the jail, can you imagine? It was like a zoo. There were people banging all night long. That kept him awake. It was scary, he said. There were drug dealers in there. Criminals.
No.
Yeah.
In jail? What do you know?
What the very idea. But the fact that he was going 69 miles an hour over the speed limit really shouldn't enter into this at all.
No.
After all, he was a good driver. Mm-hmm. 625.
Everything is big in Texas, and nothing's bigger than the pride we have for our great state. Show your Texas pride with a little help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Hey, thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for 6 years in a row. Please vote for us again this year. You can find our link at txtraders.com. Shop local, online.
You probably heard of people trying to get into the HOV lane using cardboard cutouts of celebrities and all kinds of crazy things, but this guy's attempt may have been a little out of this world. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, like I said, we've seen people put all sorts of dummies in their passenger seats to try to drive in the carpool lane, but usually people pick ones that won't attract attention. Well, this guy got pulled over in Georgia on Sunday, and he had a life-size stuffed alien in the passenger seat. It was wearing a seatbelt and everything. But the guy wasn't using the alien to drive in the carpool lane at the time, and apparently he wasn't speeding that badly. So they just ended up giving him a warning because, I don't know, I guess maybe that was clever. Or maybe it was all a part of the conspiracy. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey, good morning. It's 628. Aransas Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see him yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holland Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
A mix of clouds and sun for today. Maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. We're hot and humid. High temperature, low to mid-90s. Tonight, back to fair weather and upper 70s overnight. Tomorrow, again, partly sunny with an isolated thunderstorm, breezy and hot. Temperatures in the mid-90s, upper 70s on Friday night. Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy, 94 to 98. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. South Korean companies today announced plans to import more U.S. shale gas and build new factories in the U.S. as the two countries' leaders prepare to hold summit talks in Washington, where trade is expected to be a key issue. Electronics conglomerate Samsung said earlier this week it plans to spend $380 million to build a new home appliance factory in South Carolina. LG Electronics says it will put $250 million into building a new washing machine plant in Tennessee and $300 million on a new building in New Jersey. Some ports operated by the Danish shipping giant Maersk are still crippled following this week's cyber attack. Crews in Mobile, Alabama have been loading and unloading containers in manual mode. Gate operations at Port Elizabeth in New Jersey are expected to remain shuttered through at least today. In Los Angeles, there's minimal impact, but only because no ships had been scheduled to load or unload at the terminal there on Tuesday or yesterday. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Former Bryan School Superintendent Tommy Wallace still doesn't know who leaked documents critical of his job performance.
But three lawyers hired by Wallace only had time to question two members of Wallace's former leadership team yesterday. What was scheduled as a three-hour hearing in Travis County District Court will resume this afternoon at 1. The documents in question were not supposed to be released pending a judge's action this October, but someone gave them to KBTX and the Eagle, and both organizations made them public 2 weeks ago. Wallace's lawyers were not able to convince the judge to order a KBTX reporter and the editor of the Eagle to testify in an attempt to identify who provided the documents. And the two who did take the stand yesterday, Assistant Superintendent Amy Drozd and Communications Director Brandon Webb, both said they did not release the documents, they did not direct anyone else to do it, and they did not know who was responsible. Today, Wallace's lawyers will question current school board president Trey Moore, who, according to court documents, stated he was not the source and does not know who was. Wallace's legal team is also scheduled to question board member Doug Wunderberger, who was president when he gave Wallace unidentified documents last September and told Wallace to consider accepting a voluntary separation agreement. Wallace's lawyers also plan to question Assistant Superintendent Tim Roeke and Associate Superintendent Barbara Ybarra. They also want to question School District Attorney Harry Wright Jr., but that's being contested by the outside lawyer hired by the school board. Wallace is seeking jail time and fines as part of criminal and civil contempt of court sanctions against those who released the court-protected documents. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The perjury charge against the trooper who pulled Sandra Bland over 2 years ago has been dropped. State Representative Garnett Coleman of Houston isn't happy.
No one is above the law. The only positive out of this is that he can no longer be a peace officer in Texas.
Brian Insignia stopped Bland for failure to use a turn signal. Things got out of hand, and she was found dead in a Waller County jail cell 3 days later. Insignia agreed to surrender his state law enforcement license and certification and to never again seek law enforcement work. He also agreed to never seek to have the charge expunged. Groundbreaking was held yesterday for Easterwood Airport's new general aviation terminal. That's part of a $6.5 million investment by Aston Aviation, which runs the airport for the Texas A&M system. New hangars and a rapid fueling site are also expected to increase business for private and charter aircraft and military operations. This is in addition to the $4 million renovation that's been underway at McKenzie Terminal. An architect's rendering of the General Aviation Terminal and more information about Easterwood Air projects are online at WTAW.com. Last month, the director of College Station's Lincoln Recreation Center received his degree from Texas A&M. Tomorrow, Lance Jackson finishes a 30-year career with the center, the last 23 as director.
Part of that degree is dedicated to a lot of people who supported me here, Shalita Johnson and Markeisha Watson. the assistant center supervisor and secretary there. I don't think I would have went back the last couple of years if I didn't have them there.
In a city podcast, Jackson told College Station's communications director Jay Sokol he hopes to see the continued growth of the center's facilities for multi-generational uses. He is also interested in College Station creating more recreation centers.
I think the citizens are most deserving as this place continues to grow. And I don't think people realize that there's different types of athletic communities here in College Station. You know, there's Little League and you have soccer and volleyball and there's basketball.
You're invited to a farewell reception for Lance Jackson today from 5 until 6:30 at the center. The Senate shelved a vote on the repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act after GOP leaders say they were short of support. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the Senate should have paid more attention to the House's bill.
We've already battled all the internal battles between the ideological parts of the conservative wing versus moderate wing of the Republicans in the House. And so they're going through the same thing in the Senate.
Flores says the House was also more transparent when they drafted the law.
Because we actually had hearings on it had documentation as to, all the input that we had received from all the stakeholders in the argument. The Senate drafted behind closed doors, and I think that turned out to be the biggest challenge for him.
Flores says his gut tells him the Senate will come back with something close enough for the House to vote on as a standalone measure. WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 75 degrees. Be part of the show. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
The Bryan Broadcasting family of radio stations invites you to the I Love America celebration at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum on July 4th, hosted by the College Station Noon Lions Club. The museum is open free to the public all day, and beginning at 5 p.m., the fun begins. Concessions, kids zone, live music, and fireworks. Free parking is available at designated areas. Go to bush41.org/events for additional information and complete schedule and times. The I Love America celebration, July 4th at the Bush Library and Museum.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Stations, Zornemann Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
Let's check some weather, shall we do that? It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the membership-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
A mix of clouds and sun for today, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. We're hot and humid, High temperature low to mid 90s. Tonight back to fair weather and upper 70s overnight. Tomorrow again partly sunny with an isolated thunderstorm, breezy and hot. Temperatures in the mid 90s, upper 70s on Friday night. Saturday mostly sunny, breezy, 94 to 98. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, out on the road in Victoria, the Brazos Valley Bombers dropped Game 2 to the Generals before returning home tonight. Meanwhile, Cleveland coach Terry Francona returned as the Indians bested the Rangers, while the Astros maintained their league-leading record with a win over the A's. And we'll hear from Rockets coach Mike D'Antoni about picking up CP3. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so they're talking, the healthcare thing, and mm-hmm. they went up to see the president, and the president, you know, gives them the big speech, rah, rah, go, get this thing done. But they're not going to have a vote before they leave for the 4th of July, and they had wanted to do that. Here's the Fox report.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told MSNBC lawmakers have a deadline to try and strike a deal on healthcare by the end of this week.
If we don't reach agreement by Friday, is probably the end of a sole party effort for health care.
And then in theory, senators would vote when they return to the Capitol. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer tried to challenge the president to take a new approach.
Invite us, all 100 of us, Republican and Democrat, to Blair House to discuss a new bipartisan way forward on health care.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Seeing that, I'm hearing a reporter yesterday talking about that Mitch McConnell, who is the majority leader of the Senate, has basically threatened his colleagues by saying, okay, if we can't come up with something, then I have to go talk to the Democrats. And you don't want us to do that.
I don't want to do that.
And, you know, it's not like the health care plan is just for Republicans. Okay, it's for everybody. So would it kill you to let the other party have a little bit of shade on this thing?
Right.
Can't they have a little credit too?
Right.
Do you think that the Republicans are the only ones who have good ideas? it's not he doesn't say if we fail in this, then we will not have been able to fix a piece of legislation we think is bad. He says if we fail in this, I'm gonna have to go talk to the Democrats. Is that any way to run a railroad? I mean,
no.
It's truly amazing.
You're right. It just feels like it's very one-sided. It's all about, you know, every article, everything you read about, it's the GOP leaders and this and this and this. And you're right. Healthcare affects everyone.
Yeah. So we,
it's not just a party thing.
No. Well, the president yesterday kind of got all over Jeff Bezos. You know, I don't understand why a guy who owns Amazon thinks he needs to own the Washington Post, but he does. I mean, maybe he thinks that's the way to get his opinions out. I'm not sure. Anyhow, it's part of, he owns a lot of things, clearly, but the Washington Post happens to be one of them. Anyway, so the president is ripping Bezos over his coverage of him and his administration. He said the hashtag Amazon Washington Post, sometimes referred to as the guardian of Amazon, not paying internet taxes, which they should, is fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you know that in the in his country club down in Florida, there are pictures of President Trump on the cover of Time magazine from last year.
Mm.
Okay.
Problem is, he wasn't on the cover of Time magazine last year. So actually, it would appear, dare I say it, that the leader of the free world actually was creating kind of his own fake news.
His own fake news, yeah.
And actually, I think Time has gone to court to see if they can get them to have to take those down from public view.
Wow.
In the effort of fairness, I have to...
Fake news.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Gotta call him on it,
I think so. Just because you have one printed up doesn't mean it's real.
Yeah. You can get those at amusement parks usually, too, right?
Or you can get your own picture on there, too, right?
Yeah.
If you want to do that. Several members of the defending world champion Chicago Cubs visited the White House yesterday for a meeting with President Trump. It was the second visit for the Cubs, who also met with President Obama. How does that work?
Mm-hmm.
You get to meet two presidents when you win
once. Yeah, I guess
so. I guess it's the Cubs, and it's been 108 years or whatever it was. So, anyway.
Get all the survivors back in there. Get Clinton in there.
Yeah.
Both the Bushes, yeah.
Appearing with some team members in the Roosevelt Room alongside the World Series trophy, the president said, quote, "This is a great team. They were actually here, but they wanted to be here with Trump." This is what Trump says. All right. The Ricketts family owns the Cubs, and they're apparently big, big buddies. And the president had selected Todd Ricketts to be the deputy secretary of commerce, but Ricketts withdrew his nomination for consideration, citing his inability to really untangle all the financial holdings he's got. So he didn't do that. Let's see what else. A top Republican lawmaker pressing his party's leadership to think twice about a tax break for high-income earners in the current Senate health bill. You know, that's a pretty good point. Tennessee Senator Bob Corker is not a fan of the bill's repeal of the 3.8% tax on investment income. You really shouldn't do anything like that. That's one, you know, if that's one hurdle that has to be cleared by the Democrats and they're not happy with it, just take it out.
Yeah, definitely.
See if maybe you could do that. All right, so I don't know why they decided that they needed to talk to the Obama administration's top ethics lawyer. Okay, the top ethics lawyer from the previous administration, which is another party, was shocked yesterday about the illegal fundraiser that was being held at the Trump International Hotel in Washington. So they had to go to the ethics dude from the previous president to decide that the current president is doing something wrong. And I don't know that he's not. I mean, they held this big fundraiser in the hotel that Trump owns, and I'm not sure that that's legitimate.
Yeah.
But, right.
Nonetheless, it's all about the optics.
Indeed.
Bernie has finally broken his silence on the FBI thing about his wife and that creepy college up there in Vermont.
Oh, yeah.
Jane Sanders.
Creepy summer camp.
Yeah, exactly. Jane Sanders was president of Burlington College. Anyway, the Bernster is appearing on CNN's Out Front. He said, quote, "My wife is about the most honest person I know."
About?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Well, you hang out with Hillary.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Of course.
Everyone's about more honest than that.
All that I will tell you now is it is a sad state of affairs in America when not only we have politicians being destroyed, but they also go after people's wives. That's pretty pathetic. FBI is reportedly looking into whether or not she falsified loan documents as she served as the president of Burlington College.
It's not really going after your wife. Your wife broke the law.
Right. I think she just happens to be the one they're investigating. It has nothing to do with, I think, especially if you're falsifying loan documents. It really, okay, yeah, your husband's a senator, but that doesn't mean that you should falsify loan documents.
Right. Mm-hmm.
647.
Hey, can I help you?
Hi there. I was just wondering how you're celebrating your 4th of July. Barbecue, picnic?
Well, I...
Because for a limited time only, your local Honda dealer is celebrating the 2017 Honda 4th of July sales event with great deals on the latest Honda models, including 2017 Accords and Civics. And that's not all. Every Honda model comes with a multi-angle rearview camera standard. And we're talking KBB.com best value brand here.
Standard? No kidding.
Oh, you bet. Just imagine pulling up to your neighbor's barbecue in a sweet 2017 Honda.
Hey, that does sound like a pretty good 4th of July.
The 4th of July sales event is happening now at your Honda dealer. Hurry in to get 0.9% APR on the 2017 Accord and Civic for well-qualified buyers.
Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers today or online at centraltexashondadealers.com.
Based on 2017 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit kbb.com for more information. APR offer not valid on Civic Si or Type R model. See dealer for financing details.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get commercial-grade performance and a full 4-year factory warranty at a price you can afford with a new Commander zero-turn mower. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Hi,
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
A mother will tell you there's no sound as sweet as the soft gurgling of a tiny baby held in her arms. I can only imagine the rush a composer feels hearing an original symphony performed for the very first time. We fill our lives with the sounds we love, and it can be that way too in your garden. Wise plant people maximize these grand experiences. I have a few of the ways. Sweet sounds in the garden right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Our topic today is sweet sounds in the garden, and fountains take you out of the hot, dry Southwest and let you imagine, if only for the moment, that you're along a tumbling brook in a forested glade. The sound of bubbling water is one of the most pleasant sensory experiences we encounter outdoors. As proof, babbling stream sounds are on every sleep-soothing machine that you'll find sold in high-tech gadget places. Those sounds are that restful. Nestle your fountain back in among shrubs so it won't be immediately noticeable. Plumb it carefully so the water will stay where you want it. Have a receiving pool if you need to recycle the water, and then sit back and listen to the enriching soft sounds. Watercourses spilling down a hillside work the very same way. If your landscape has natural grade changes, perhaps you can work them into a waterway, a little stream bed. It'll need to look natural, like it was there when the house was built, so hire a skilled landscape contractor to plan and install it. It will open up entirely new options in landscaping, as suddenly you have a stream bank to call your home. Meanwhile, the same water will come down your hill, return to the earth, actually into the recirculating pump, and head back up to the top of the course to begin life again. Birds bring joy and excitement to gardens each month of the year, from their spirited feeding over the late fall and winter to nesting and singing during the spring and summer. Birds are as much a part of our gardens as the flowers we grow there. Use bird seeds that attract a nice array of good songbirds. Black oil-type sunflower seeds seem to work the best. Buy a bird book and mark the ones that visit your garden, and then buy a CD of their songs and learn to recognize your visitors even when you can't see them. There are even apps that will help you identify birds from their sounds. Wind chimes prove that there is air movement even at high temperatures. That can be psychologically helpful on long summer afternoons. Wind chimes are available in all tones, from gentle high pitches to deep resonant sounds. The deeper the tone, the larger the tubing. The larger the tubing, the larger the clapper must be, and the stronger the wind must blow to cause the chime to sing. Outdoor speakers let you bring your music outside with you, and that can be very soothing. Your garden should be a living room, a den of your life. Surround yourself with plants and sounds that make that experience as enriching as possible. I'm Neil Sperry. Plant stresses of the summer in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Well, the Brazos Valley Bombers dropped Game 2 against the Generals 3-1 on the road in Victoria. The Bombers next return home to face the Generals again tonight at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550.
In college football, Vanderbilt coach Derek Mason has indefinitely suspended three Commodores football players who were involved in an incident that resulted in two of them getting shot. The three players are defensive backs Tay Daly, Frank Coppett, and receiver Donovan Tennyson. Police say Daly suffered a non-critical gunshot wound to his leg, and Coppett received non-critical birdshot wounds to his arms in an attempt to recover Tennyson's stolen cell phone. In Major League Baseball,
pretty deep to right field, going back on it is Olsen, looking up, see you later! Another leadoff home run for George Springer, and the Astros' lead is 1-0.
Josh Reddick and George Springer had three hits each and combined for five RBIs, and the Houston Astros used a five-run third inning to take the lead and hold on for an 11-8 win over the Oakland Athletics. Here's Coach A.J. Hinch on Springer.
He's an incredible tone setter to begin with. Just his presence, his energy, when he goes up to bat, his knowledge of the strike zone, his threat to do exactly what he did tonight. You know, that's why he's leading off. He's a middle of the order bat who's leading off the game.
The Astros finished the series with the A's this afternoon at Minute Maid. First pitch is at 1:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, Trevor Bauer pitched into the seventh inning. Michael Brantley drove in two runs, and the Cleveland Indians defeated the Texas Rangers 5-3 in manager Terry Francona's return to the team. Francona was cleared to come back after another health scare forced him to leave Monday's game and miss Tuesday's contest. Here's Rangers coach Jeff Banister on what made Indian starter Trevor Bauer so hard to hit.
Well, it was the breaking stuff, really, that he was able to land in the strike zone. The fastball kept us off the breaking ball, the fastball up. Typical a night for Trevor where he tries to throw the fastball up, work the off-speed stuff down, didn't leave much over the middle of the plate, really. It was a story for him.
The Rangers cap off the series with the Indians this morning in Cleveland. First pitch is at 11:10 a.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, Dallas defensive end David Irving has been suspended the first four games of the season for violating the NFL's policy against performance-enhancing drugs. The Cowboys now have at least two potential defensive starters suspended to start the season for the third straight year. The other is Randy Gregory. Irving can return October 8th at home against Green Bay. In the NBA, Chris Paul is heading to Houston to join James Harden, and the Rockets will soon have two all-stars in the backcourt to lead their chase for a championship. Here's Coach Mike D'Antoni on acquiring Paul.
Sure, Hall of Famer, easy. Maybe one of the best point guards ever to play the game. And if we can't figure it out, then we're in trouble. So I just think that, and he's a great defensive player, too. You know, he's everything. And I think he'll fit perfect with James. And, you know, there'll be some bumps a little bit early just to figure out the chemistry between the two and the other guys. But that's, again, we've got guys that want to win, and that's half the battle.
The Rockets got Paul from the Clippers in an exchange for a number of players, including Darren Hilliard, who the Rockets had previously acquired as a swingman from the Detroit Pistons. CP3 joins power forward Ryan Kelly, who was traded to the Rockets from the Atlanta Hawks. And Phil Jackson is out after just three full seasons as president of the New York Knicks, a stretch that included no playoff berths and just 80 victories. The Knicks issued a statement saying the two sides mutually agreed to part company with 2 years remaining on a $60 million contract. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July the 5th.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Hello, I'm Mark Cuban. Join me and be among the first to add your voice to a new movement in our state. It's called OK to Say. It's a place where you can inspire others to speak up about mental health. Erasing stigma will not be easy, but we have to start somewhere. So let's start with the people of Texas. We want to hear from you. Join the movement. Add your voice. Talk openly about mental illness at oktosay.org.
OK to Say is sponsored by the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations for their huge summer floor model sale. Prices are marked to move. Kent needs to make room for new items arriving soon, so he's clearing his inventory and extending the savings onto you. But hurry, this sale ends soon. It's the huge summer floor model sale going on now at Amish Furniture for Generations. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Hey, coming up on A Minute Till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, the Zen master is gone, huh? Phil Jackson. as a gig anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, I don't pay attention to that, but I had the sports station on yesterday, and they're talking about, you know, when he came there, he said, here's the guy I want for coach. His name is Steve Kerr. And they said, no, he didn't have enough experience. We won't approve that contract. So imagine if he had been the coach. Not saying that the Knicks wouldn't necessarily have been world beaters at that point, but at least he knew who he wanted. And all right, here we go. Here we go.
That's the sound of the crowd at First Data Field in the first inning of Game 2 of Wednesday's doubleheader as Tim Tebow launches a two-run blast to left center to give the St. Lucie Mets the lead over the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Yeah.
That clip courtesy of MILB.com.
Oh, sure.
Tebow's home run coming on his first day with the Mets' high single-A minor league affiliate after hitting three home runs before his promotion
from low-A
Columbia.
Right. Tebow!
Tebow!
Are we going to have to do every one of his home runs? Are they going to send us audio for that?
And probably.
Did you see T-Swizzy?
No.
Taylor Swift came out of hiding to congratulate Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, telling him that she showed him the ropes.
And they've never met?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. All right, 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian.